I remember a number of years ago when I was using the second grade investigation curriculum, and I had a student that came into the class that was very math phobic, and the mother approached me early on and talked about the fact that for the past year in first grade, Sunday night was a terrible time because the child had stomach aches and whatever, fearing school, especially mathematics. And it was really interesting. I was appreciative of noting that, but I think the child felt that she was not able to do math. Math was defined as time tests and memorization, flashcards, and I think that the child just kind of froze when under those situations. And throughout the course of the year, the child was able to find more and more success. And at the end of the year, when I gave a sort of a survey to the kids about how the year went and things that they enjoyed about the year, things that they learned about themselves. And I think one of the most impressive things of anything that was written that particular year was this child's acknowledgement that math now was her favorite subject. So it didn't have to be frightening, and it was something, a place where she could make sense and come to the table and have a lot to offer. And I think for me, helping children to realize their potential, it's so exciting. And it's the rewards of all of this work is to turn children around about their ability and their aptitude and what they have dwelling deep inside of them in thinking about math.